You really work a lot.
If you've been doing like physical work and you come in, you say, I'm really
tired.
And if you were just real, real tired, you'd say you're just all
worn out. Yeah.
Okay, if a person had been well like last week and then this week you're sick, you'd say they must have
caught something.
Okay. Now would you say they got sick or they would you ever say, well they I guess they got sick?
Yeah, I'd say that.
Got sick. Now if a person sat in a draft and then they started kind of
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. We're back at it again.
I had no idea you were here.
Well, we hadn't been here all afternoon. I don't want to think that we've been sitting here all afternoon. Yeah. We just started back in. Wow. I can see it. Super six words. Golly. We've been here all day. Okay. If a person sat in a draft, like in the wintertime, you might say, we
caught cold. Catch cold.
And if they caught cold and it affected their voice and it sounded like this, you'd say their voice was...
Hoarse. Huh? Their voice was hoarse.
Yeah.
I got hoarse there at the end of that sentence.
And if they were going like... you'd say they had a...
cough.
Okay, and if you were sitting in a chair, you might say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit...
Bad.
Okay, if you were not feeling bad, but you just feel...
Worn out, tired, bad.
Okay, would you say drowsy or sleepy, probably?
I'd say sleepy.
Yeah. All right, then you might say, now tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock I'll...
get up.
And if somebody came to see you and you were still sleeping, your mother might say, he's still sleeping, I better go...
wake him up.
And if, for example, a doctor gave you some medicine, and he got onto you because the bottle was still full, and he'd say, why haven't you
taken these?
And you'd say, well, yesterday
I took one.
And tomorrow
I'll take one.
If a person can't hear anything at all, you'd say they're stoned.
Deaf.
And like if you've been working real hard and you came in and your shirt was wet, you'd say, look how I'm...
sweating. I'm sweating.
And if you were saying it in the past tense...
look how I sweated. That didn't sound right.
I know. That's the point.
How I perspired.
Well, okay. That gets around the whole thing now. No, really, would you say, look how I sweat? How would you say it, you think?
Look how much I sweated. Look how much I sweated. I would probably say sweat, and then I'd correct myself, probably. I'm pretty dumb about that.
Do you know what they would call... if you don't have them much anymore, but those big sores that would come to a head, that would be real sore.
Fever blister.
Okay, how about a boil? You know?
Boil. Okay. I know what they are, but I don't.
All right. And if you get an infection in your finger, that stuff that comes out of it, you call it?
Pus.
And you might say, talking about your hand getting bigger, you might say, a bee stung me and my hand...
swelled.
And it's still pretty badly...
swollen.
But if it's not infected, it probably won't...
swell.
If a person got shot, you'd say they got a bullet...
wound.
And,
wounded.
Have you ever heard if, I know you haven't, when something didn't heal right, have you ever heard of anything called proud flesh?
No.
Okay, would you just say that?
Proud flesh.
You got a cut on you. You got a cut on your finger, and you painted it with that brown-looking stuff that makes your finger turn look red. What would you call that stuff?
Iodine. Iodine.
Yeah. Okay, for malaria, they would give people...
quinine.
Okay. if a person got shot and he didn't recover, you'd say that he...
died.
And another way of saying that might be...
passed away.
You know any other ones?